Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Relationship Anxiety: 7 Steps to Freedom from Jealousy, Attachment, Worry, and Fear by Amy White. Is a practical relationship self-help book focused on insecurity inside romantic partnerships. Rather than treating anxiety as a vague emotional problem, the book organizes it around recognizable patterns such as jealousy, fear of abandonment, attachment insecurity, chronic worry, conflict escalation, and difficulty trusting reassurance. Its purpose is instructional to help readers identify the emotional mechanisms that keep them hypervigilant and then apply structured exercises and relationship practices to reduce distress. The book belongs to the accessible psychology and mindful relationships category, drawing on attachment style awareness, emotional self-regulation, communication habits, and trust rebuilding. It is written for individuals and couples who feel that anxiety is damaging an otherwise valued relationship. Its central promise is not instant certainty, but a step-by-step process for developing emotional independence, clearer communication, and a more secure bond. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 7-step structure turns relationship anxiety into a workable problem. The defining feature of Amy White's book is its use of a 7-step framework to make relationship anxiety less overwhelming. Relationship insecurity often feels diffuse because it appears in different forms, needing repeated reassurance, scanning for evidence of rejection, comparing oneself with others, interpreting neutral behavior as withdrawal, or fearing that love will suddenly disappear. By arranging the material into steps, the book treats these experiences as patterns that can be observed, named, and gradually changed. This structure matters because anxiety tends to thrive on immediacy. The anxious partner wants certainty now, while the relationship often needs patience and consistent behavior. A step-based approach encourages the reader to slow down and examine causes before reacting. It also gives the book a practical orientation. The reader is not simply asked to understand anxiety intellectually, but to follow a sequence involving awareness, attachment insight, emotional independence, trust, conflict skills, jealousy management, and renewed connection. The limitation is that the steps require repetition and effort, but the strength is clarity. The problem is presented as changeable rather than as a fixed personality defect. Secondly, attachment style awareness explains why reassurance often fails. A major theme of the book is the connection between relationship anxiety and attachment style. White includes a simple questionnaire intended to help readers identify the kinds of insecurity that shape their reactions in love. This is important because anxious behavior is often misread as irrational neediness or lack of trust, when it may reflect a deeper expectation that closeness is unstable or that abandonment is always possible. Attachment awareness gives readers a vocabulary for understanding why they may feel threatened even when their partner has not done anything clearly harmful. It also explains why reassurance can provide only temporary relief. If the underlying attachment system remains activated, a comforting message may calm the reader for a moment, but not alter the deeper pattern of suspicion and fear. The book's practical value lies in making attachment theory accessible without turning it into a clinical textbook. It encourages readers to notice how past expectations influence present interpretations. This does not excuse harmful behavior, but it shifts the focus from blaming the partner to examining the internal filter through which the relationship is being perceived. Thirdly, emotional independence reduces fear of abandonment without rejecting intimacy. The book places significant emphasis on overcoming fear of abandonment and developing emotional independence. This is a useful distinction because many anxious partners mistake independence for emotional distance, when the goal is actually a healthier form of closeness. Emotional independence means that a person can remain connected to a partner without relying on that partner to regulate every fear, mood, or insecurity. In practical terms, this reduces clinginess, repeated checking, and the pressure placed on a partner to provide constant proof of commitment. White's approach suggests that a secure relationship requires both connection and self-stability. If one person feels unable to tolerate uncertainty, ordinary relationship moments such as delayed replies, tiredness, or private time can become triggers. By strengthening self-reliance, the anxious partner becomes more capable of pausing before reacting and choosing a response that fits the situation. The book's treatment is not about suppressing needs or pretending not to care. It is about distinguishing genuine relational needs from anxiety-driven demands, which can help both partners feel less trapped by cycles of reassurance and doubt. Fourthly, jealousy is treated as a thought pattern that can be interrupted. Jealousy receives focused attention in the book because it is one of the most visible ways relationship anxiety damages trust. White presents jealousy not merely as a feeling, but as a pattern of interpretation. An anxious person may connect unrelated details into a threatening story, a partner looking at a phone, talking to someone else, needing space, or showing less enthusiasm than usual. Once the story forms, jealousy can push the person toward accusations, monitoring, withdrawal, or emotional testing. The book's practical contribution is to encourage readers to separate evidence from assumption. This distinction is central to managing jealousy, because anxious thinking often treats possibility as proof. By challenging negative thoughts and recognizing the body's alarm response, the reader can create enough distance to avoid acting on every fear. This does not mean ignoring real betrayal or dismissing legitimate concerns. Rather, it helps readers evaluate whether their reaction is proportionate to the facts. In this sense, jealousy management becomes a method of protecting the relationship from anxiety-driven behavior, while still allowing honest discussion when boundaries or trust concerns are real. Lastly, trust, conflict resolution, and love languages connect inner work to couple behavior, although much of the book focuses on the anxious partner's internal experience. It also addresses the relational habits that sustain or repair connection. White includes strategies for rebuilding trust, resolving conflict, maintaining passion, and understanding a partner's love language. This matters because relationship anxiety is not solved only inside the individual mind. It is also influenced by the quality of communication between partners. Trust building requires consistency, transparency, and behavior that reduces ambiguity over time. Conflict resolution requires the ability to discuss fear without turning it into blame, interrogation, or emotional punishment. The discussion of love languages adds another practical layer by reminding readers that partners may express care differently. A person who expects affection in one form may overlook commitment shown in another. The book, therefore, links self-awareness with behavioral change. The reader learns to regulate anxious reactions, but also to communicate needs more clearly and receive love more accurately. This combination is what gives the book its couple-focused character. It does not frame anxiety as only a private struggle, but as something that can be addressed through shared habits. In conclusion, relationship anxiety is best suited for readers who recognize that jealousy, worry, or fear of abandonment is interfering with the relationship they want to preserve. It will be especially useful for people who feel temporarily calmed by reassurance but quickly return to doubt, as well as couples who need a shared language for discussing insecurity without turning every conversation into blame. The practical benefit is its accessible organization attachment style, emotional independence, jealousy, trust, conflict, and love languages are presented as connected parts of one problem rather than as unrelated topics. Intellectually, the book introduces readers to the idea that anxiety is shaped by interpretation, attachment expectations, and repeated coping habits. Compared with more clinical works on attachment or couple therapy, it stands out as a concise, action-oriented guide for non-specialist readers. Compared with generic relationship advice, it is more specifically focused on the anxious cycle of reassurance, suspicion, and fear. Readers seeking deep academic research or therapy-level treatment may find it limited, but those wanting a clear and compassionate starting point for changing anxious relationship patterns are likely to find its structure practical and approachable. If you would like to support Amy White, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.